of it. Snoopy knows there's going to be a big feast that day. He smells the turkey, and so he's looking at the back door, anxiously waiting for his dinner to come out with Charlie Brown. And after a long time of waiting, eventually Charlie Brown comes out the back door. He's got a bowl of food, and Snoopy hops down off the doghouse and comes running up to the bowl, and Charlie Brown sets it down, and it's dog food. It's not even Thanksgiving dinner. It's dog food. And he says, man, people get to eat the big food. Dog food has the dogs have to eat the dog food. And he's disappointed. He's sad. Charlie Brown goes back inside, and he has this forlorn look on his face as he is staring at his dog food. But then he remembers it's Thanksgiving. And so he tries to find a silver lining in it all. And his thought is, well, it could be worse. I could be the turkey. There's always a way to give thanks in the midst of whatever circumstances we are going through, no matter what is going on in our lives. And so today, hopefully, you have had a week of reflection of Thanksgiving. My family and I got to travel, as I said, this past week to Ohio for a couple of days, and we had a time before we had all the activities of Thanksgiving Day where we sat around everyone shared something they were thankful for. And it's just wonderful to hear the different things from our kids' mouths. And some were saying very general things like, I'm thankful for my family, I'm thankful for my friends. And then Thad, the softy of our family, said, I'm thankful for Jesus who died on the cross for my sins. And he said it just very passionately and was just so grateful. And we looked at each other and went, oh, you're like, yes, he gets it. And we shared how thankful we were for how God is blessed us in this last year and helped our kids especially to get established in the schools and here at church and friends. And it's like they hardly even realized we moved 2 years ago to this place. And just this year of reflection for us has been one of gratitude for what God has done. And so hopefully you've had a chance to think through your year and see the ways God has answered prayer, ways he's guided your life, ways he's been with you through good times and bad. So Thanksgiving is that time that's set aside for us to do that. That's the reaction of God's people, is thanks. We are a blessed people. And there's no way we can ever repay God. He doesn't ask us to repay him for what he does for us, all of his provision, all of his blessing. He says over and over, give thanks, but he doesn't say, repay me. There's no way we could ever repay God for what he's done for us. But it does say, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, praise, give thanks. That's what his word says through and through. And so this morning, we're going to have a time for giving thanks publicly. We're going to have a chance for you to share ways that God has blessed you, ways you want to give thanks to him for what he's done in your life. But I want to give a few reflections from Psalm 66 before we do that, just very briefly here. If you have your Bibles open to that, we're going to look at these verses in chunks here together. The first four verses are the introduction, and they set the stage for praise, that God's glory fills the whole earth. As I read this, follow along. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds, so great your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Do you catch the theme of praise from the very beginning? The whole earth singing praise for what God has done, his great and marvelous deeds. And it's not just for our little corner of the world, maybe the neighborhood where you live. That's all the only place where God's glory shines. Or just here in Emmanuel Church, or just in Mechanicsburg or Central PA. It's all over the earth. The whole world has reason to praise the Lord. Because as we looked at last week, his beauty is seen in creation. His provision is given all around the world. We all can sing the glory of God. But then the psalmist changes direction in verse 5 and begins to talk to us in a little bit different way of a personal testimony. Come and see what God has done, how awesome his works in man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. What is that talking about? What event is he reflecting on in Jewish history? crossing of the Red Sea, as they were, God led them out of Egypt in slavery and got them out, and here they were facing this monumental obstacle. How will we ever get through this body of water? There's an army chasing after us, and God parted the Red Sea. They were able to walk through on dry ground. How awesome God's works are on man's behalf. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Do you catch the phrase that he says though in verse 5? It's like he's telling us, hey, in case you didn't notice, come and see what God has done. Verse 8, he does a similar thing where he calls us to see what God has done, calls us to praise God. Verse 8, praise our God, O peoples, let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us into a place of abundance. What event is he talking about there? Bringing into a place of abundance. What is the place of abundance? The promised land, where they were led not only through the Red Sea, but then through the desert and all of the refining of by fire and water, and then into the promised land. A place of abundance that God had given them. And he says, let the sound of his praise be heard. Everybody praise the Lord because look what he has done. That's the second time that he calls us to this place of recognizing God. A couple of verses pass with him talking about how he's going to personally sacrifice and worship and praise God. And he comes to verse 16 and he says it again. Come and listen, all of you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done now for me personally. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Again, the call. Let me tell you, in case you didn't know, in case you haven't heard, my God is awesome and he has provided, he has answered prayer. He didn't withhold his love from me. I was in a hard place. I cried out and God answered. He's giving his testimony of thanks to God as he goes along through this psalm. In fact, one way we might be able to word this is that he's bragging on God. Now, you hear people bragging on themselves a lot. And that's just puffing up their big head. The psalmist says, no, I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on God. Because my God is awesome. My God is great. Have you heard about him? Have you seen what he's done? Because if you have, then you would want to praise him with me. That's the tone of the whole psalm. We're going to brag on God a little bit this morning. We're going to have a chance to give testimonies of thanks and of praise. Come and see what God has done for me, how he's answered prayer in my life. And I would encourage you today, as God has, God helps you remember those things, share them with us. It'll not only be encouraging to one another, but we'll fulfill what the psalmist is saying here in the same way of, have you heard what God's done? Let me brag on him for a minute. Praise him with me. And as we do that, it'll be a concert of praise to God. Pastor Kyle is in the back, and he has a wireless microphone, and he's going to go around. And as we are ready, you just slip up your hand. The instructions I'd give you for it are, I guess it's up here, Kyle, sorry. The instructions I'd give you are slip up your hand. He'll come to you with the microphone. Introduce who you are, because not everybody in here would know everybody's name and a little bit about yourself. And then tell us what you're grateful for. And with that, I'd give you two thoughts. Don't go too long that it doesn't leave time for others. But don't go so short that we miss the significance of what it means in your life. Don't just give a one-word story of thanks. Give us an explanation, because we want to join you in what God has done and the answer to prayer that he's given you. So as we begin this, let me just just say a word of prayer to lead us in this time together. Lord God, we praise you today. We have so much to be thankful for that you have done in our lives, ways that you have provided in this last year, whether they're just blessings that we didn't expect or whether there are times where we were in desperate need and we clung on to you, we prayed in faith and you have sustained us or you have provided in some way. We might still even be walking through the trial, but we see your goodness. And so Lord, help us during this time to encourage one another. And Lord, we pray too, this would be something that gives you the proper credit and glory that's due to your name, as the psalmist is saying, let the nations praise God. Come and see what he's done on man's behalf. Lord, would you be glorified throughout this whole time? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, my name's Ray Forsyth, and I'm grateful for God's unlimited mercy and forgiveness.
I'm JP, but I'm speaking on behalf of Pam Hathaway, who couldn't be here today. Friday at 3, her husband fell off the roof of the house. She saw him fall. He fell flat down, face down. She got to him. He was unconscious. The ambulance came. They called for Lifeline. He was flown to Hershey as a trauma case. He landed on their brick patio. 11 o'clock, I got a call. They were home. He walked in on his own power. He had no broken bones, and the doctor at Hershey could not believe he had no broken bones, not even a broken rib. He had no internal injuries. He's going to be very sore for a couple days. He had a black eye, which in itself is a miracle because he had his glasses on when he fell. The lenses were all scratched, their frame was all bent, but it did not break, so it did not cut his eye. They are both praising the Lord and are thankful for his protection.
Hi, my name is Jackie. The other day, I was on the way to the grocery store. This was before Thanksgiving. And as I was driving along, there were beautiful Thanksgiving songs on the radio. And I just loved hearing that music, and it was so beautiful. And I started thinking about my life and Thanksgiving and God and everything. And I, looking back over my life, I was thinking about the challenges that we've had in our lives. And Harry and I have had a lot of challenges in our lives. Family challenges, health challenges with my parents, just a lot of different challenges that were stressful and challenging at the time. Some of them were because we made stupid choices. But as I look back over all those things, I don't see the stress and the challenge as much as I see the grace of God. It's just, I look back and I just see how God brought us through that, how he enabled us, how he strengthened us, how there were times when he carried us. And I am just so grateful. And as I was listening to the music and thinking all these things, there was a song that came to my mind that I always loved. We used to sing it at Thanksgiving, "Come, You Thankful People, Come." And I was just thinking about that song and thinking about how thankful I am to God. And lo and behold, it came on the radio. And it was just kind of like God's special little blessing moment with me, And it was just one of those kind of epiphany or, aha moments where you just feel the love of God just surrounding you. And I'm just so grateful for the way he has led us through every day. Like the song says, every hour I need thee. And I'm just very thankful.
I'm Harry Craven, and there were several events, if you will, that occurred this summer or this year. One, we had a chance to go to Camp of the Woods with Connie and Rich McCannis and heard some great teaching and met, we were new there. Many people there have been there for years and years and years, but we felt very welcomed, and that was a great week. And then the marriage seminar that the Stoners and the Gustafsons led was a terrific experience, and we're appreciative of all the work that they put into it. But again, the fellowship with others there. And lastly, our youngest son, Josh, and his wife had been separated for many years, and they're now back together again. And so we're very grateful to that.
Hi, I'm Jess Coles. I have a lot to be thankful for this year. My health. A lot of people have been praying, and thankful for Jesus dying on the cross for me. And for Emmanuel, you guys have really been, the church has been a rock for me because I spend a lot of time here. And, you know, I get to have some fun with people. So, you know, I'm very thankful for my health. There's been a lot of health stuff going on, and I'm just thankful that God has pulled me through it. And thankful that I have a family to go to, because some people don't have that. And, you know, that I get to come here on Sunday mornings, so.
I'm Chet Musser. I'm thankful for life. Scripture says Jesus came to give life and to give it more abundantly. But this past year, we had the opportunity to see two new great-grandchildren come into our family as new life. And actually, there's three more on the way, as far as I hear. But also, the other end of the spectrum, as many of you know, two of Ruth's brothers went on to heaven just in the last couple weeks. And while that seems to be a sorrow, it's a joy because they knew Christ as their Savior. So the process of life, we're only here for a segment of time, and then we're gone. And I'm looking forward, when this life is over, to be at home with Jesus throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity.
I'm Steve Moser's daddy, and at the age of 19, I contacted typhoid fever, and with help of God's help, they had just come out with a new drug that the doctor said definitely saved my life, and I'm still here at the age of 86. Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm Mary Alice, and I'd be very remiss if I didn't thank the Lord for all the blessings that he's been to me in the last 95 years. And I'm thankful for all the friends here at this church. They mean so much to me. But the number one thing in my life that I am thankful for is that all my family, my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, all love and serve the Lord. And this is the greatest blessing of my life, and I thank the Lord.
All right.
I'm Sharon Miller, and I want to just thank God for the gentle way that he reveals our sin to us, and in such a way that what I'm learning is the more he reveals myself to me, my pride, the more I see him and am astounded by his love for me. So it's the thing that I fear is to see myself too much, but what he's showing me is that it's so overshadowed by him, and I love that.
My name is Paul Oakley. I have a lot to be thankful for, so I'll try and keep it as short as I can, but I'm thankful for our new baby boy, David, who is doing really well. A lot of you know our story and what we went through to get David. And then thankful for Sarah's health. On last Saturday, Sarah went into the hospital with a fever, had an infection, and we didn't realize how serious it was at the time, but basically the doctor said that she was at the final stages of the infection, that it was either going to get better or worse at that point, that she was pretty close to death as far as the infection was concerned. And then by God's grace, Wednesday, not only was she able to come home and be at home for Thanksgiving, but went from possibly having to have a PICC line and 6 more weeks of antibiotics to being able to treat it with oral antibiotics for 2 weeks. So just thankful for God's grace in sustaining us. Thankful for God's people. Literally had people that showed up at our doorstep, and I work with somebody that you know, here's food. Like people that I've never even met in my life, just literally showing up at the doorstep, bringing us food. So I'm thankful for God's people in the way that you all have stepped up and helped us this week and in times in the past. So I'm thankful for God's people.
My name is Janet Walter, and my husband is CJ, and I just want to praise the Lord for CJ's health now. He was having seizures one day. He had 8 in one day. He couldn't talk. He didn't know us. He didn't recognize us. We went to the hospital several times, and they never could find what was wrong. Finally, we got with an internist that specialized in seizures, and now he's on medicine, and he has no seizures, although they took his license away for 6 months, but thankfully, hopefully, he'll get them back. But we just thank the Lord, because that was not a fun time in our lives.
I'm Celinda Borman, and on behalf of my good friend Arlene, I have to tell you today, if she were here, she'd say thank you. She feels the same as I do. Our church is our second family, and there's not a day that goes by that she doesn't thank every one of you for her prayers. And as she's in her last days or even weeks, she just has a glow. You talk about a testimony for Christ. Her family that is not saved is seeing this. She's a walking testimony. And she's excited. Like she told you, Steve, I'm going home to Glory Land. Not one bit of fear in knowing where she's going. So I just want you to know I'm thankful for my family here as well. And Arlene would want you to know that too.
My name is Peggy Gavin, and I'm just very grateful for this church body, and I'm really grateful that I can walk, because it's hard to really move, and I'm just grateful to be able to be at church.
I'm Polly Stein, and I've been going here for about 55 years, and I am thankful for my precious... my precious family and for my church family here, that most of
everybody knows that I lost my husband 3 years ago. But it's amazing how the Lord just sees you through your every need. And I'm so thankful for that. I talk to him all the time. I mean, I talk to the Lord all the time, and he about different situations, and he gets you through them, I'll tell you. But I'm just so thankful for so many things, and it's just wonderful to know the Lord.
I'm Will Sebre. As I stand here looking at my family, thinking of the upbringing I had, I'm thankful for the writer of life, for the changes he can make in our legacies. If it wasn't for him, I don't think I'd be here. I wouldn't have the family I have. I wouldn't have you guys. I look on your faces and just am thankful for those of you that have spoken into my life, those of you that speak into my children's lives, the friends that my wife and I have in all of you. There's just so much to be thankful for, and no matter what story we have, just so thankful that God can take anything and make it to his glory. He can redeem anything. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to pass this legacy on with my children and pray that they follow in that light and in that path. So I'm thankful for you all.
My name is Denny Kapp. I was raised by good Christian parents in this church. And they're going now. Mom's been going 5 years, and Pop's been going 2 years. But I, as a little kid, I remember thanking God for my parents. And as an old guy, I'm still thanking them for my parents, that they taught me the way of the Lord. I appreciate that. In our Bible study, some of you have heard a poem I want to read. We're studying the book of James, and it talks about different trials and different things we go through and how to, if we persevere, how our endurance grows and how we become at peace with God through all that. And when we had one Bible study the other week, and when it was over, I was rooting through my Bible a little bit, and I found a slip of paper, and here was a poem my mother had written many years ago. And it was about perfect peace. And I would like to share it with you. It says, I pondered all my trials and wondered at their worth. Why had these things befallen me while walking on this earth? How could I now be thankful for the pain that pierced my heart? How could things work together for good which seemed to tear apart? God rent my veil of blindness. He caused my heart to see. I looked upon the circumstance, but he said, look at me. It's not for you to ponder how my wonders I perform. Commit all to the Spirit. His work is to conform. Don't fret and don't be anxious why these purgings have to be. For perfect peace is promised to the mind that stayed on me. And I thought that was, my mother's still speaking to me 5 years later. And I thought that was just great. And I really appreciate my parents, and I appreciate all that God has done for me.
Hi, I'm Barb, and I'm not going to stand up. Denny, your mother spoke to me. And all things give thanks, so I'm going to thank the Lord for this trial that he's bringing us through right now and for a loss that we had. But we will come out on the right side. So thank you, Jesus, and we will learn.
One or two more.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Bosler, and I'd like, first of all, to thank Pastor Kyle and his family for coming here and serving us. And secondly, I'd like to thank the Lord for our many international workers throughout the world who couldn't be with their immediate family during Thanksgiving, but they could be with their family of believers. And I'm just so thankful that they're willing to go and serve.
If I was going to tell you everything that I'm thankful for, we would be here the rest of the day. First of all, I am thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for a wonderful family. And when you say that they're a gift of God, they are truly a gift of God. I enjoy all of these. My name is Grace Hartsock, by the way. I know some of you do know me, but not everybody does. And all these wonderful children that I have here are, they're truly a gift of God. And I often say that's the best gift that my husband ever gave me before he left this world. I appreciate them all, and I love them all, and all the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. They're just truly a gift of God. And now they're taking care of me and all the years that I took care of them, and I appreciate that too. Thank you.
Is there one more?
Hi, my name is Joyce, and a little over 2 years ago, one of the things I wanted and that I prayed about was a prayer partner, and he laid Edie on my heart, but I didn't know Edie that well at that time, and I knew she was really, really busy, so I invited her out for lunch one day so that I could get to know her better, and when we were getting ready to leave, Edie said to me, "Would you like a prayer partner?" And it just blew my mind how God answered that prayer without me having to really do anything. And to this day, after we get together, when I go home, I thank him, I thank him, I thank him for Edie.
Well, you've heard story after story after story of what God has done. He's a constant provider, a constant companion, a constant source of comfort, a constant source of strength. But let's not concentrate only on the gifts. Let's remember the giver. Our call is not to love the things that he gives us. It's to love him and to praise him, the God from whom all blessings flow. Would you stand with me as we close and do two things? First, I want to read those first four verses of Psalm 66 again. And then we're going to close by singing the doxology, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." Let this be a time for you to just reflect this all back to the Lord, your personal gratitude to him. This is Psalm 66, the first four verses. "Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, 'How awesome are your deeds! So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name, O Lord.'"